This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with Tomorrow's News Tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And don't forget, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, whatever it is you're doing to keep America rolling along, we certainly help you, and that includes the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, Felix and the gang over there with the bulk mail loads, taking them from the bulk mail centers over to the post offices and other places where it's going to be delivered today. And, of course, our suicide jockeys, Tom and company, with the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel and all that, hauling it to where people need to have it so we can move from point A to B. Appreciate you, Tom, and the great job you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, ladies and gentlemen, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Truth Social. We're also on Twitter, and we're also on Instagram as Captain's America. You can just do at Captain's America, and boom, there we are. Either one of those, and you'll wind up picking us up. Now, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website is where you can go to find out more about the show, too. And you can also listen to us live over there, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. If you can't hear us anywhere else, you can hear us right there on the website right now. And when we get off the air within an hour, then they have the stream up there playing the latest show, all of it, for the rest of the day until we come back live the following night. Okay, going to the telephone, we have retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And, of course, he is the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, something I'm very proud to be a member of. And he's also the host of Military Matters, something I'm also proud to be a small part of once in a while. And here he is. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, Boca Tov, mi capitan. That's a mixture of Hebrew and Spanish. That's good morning, my captain.
I was waiting for you to do it in Jewish because we got the president over there in Israel.
Well, the Boca Tov is good morning in Hebrew, so
right.
Yes.
There you go. There you go. All right, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Captain, I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States, of America, and to the republic,
for which it stands,
one nation, under God,
indivisible,
with liberty, and justice,
for all.
And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, poor Joe just can't seem to go anywhere. I know he's going to be taking a lot of naps lately. We heard that before he even got on the ground. They said, well, Joe will be taking quite a few cat naps because of the difference in the time zone. Yeah, he does that anyway. Who's he kidding, right?
Yeah, he sometimes naps in the middle of giving speeches.
Yeah, I know, or sitting there at an event. Now, Now, he caused immediately confusion in Israel when he made a comment which actually was stupid, to say the least, on his part. insulting Holocaust victims. I mean, how do you do that?
Yeah, I watched that after you talked about it. And, you know, like early, he was reading from a script. So my thought is, one, of course, he was very rambling and babbling in his speech there at the airport. But he was reading from a script, so somebody wrote some words and was extraordinary inept. And like so many that worked for the president of the United States, you got to ask why. how on earth did we hire this group?
Well, you know, I'm not going to insult anybody that lives in assisted living, but there's a pretty good chance most people in assisted living are in better shape than our president is.
Well, I think the White House might be an assisted living place. You know, we don't always see that, but he's probably getting all that care. You know, Dr. Jill, who herself seems to be suffering from some problems of late, but and of course Kamala Harris. Boy, talk about hired help. The assisted living house there in the White House needs to hire some new caretakers, because Kamala and Dr. Jill just are not answer the call or doing whatever they're getting paid to provide geriatric care for Biden.
Uh-huh. Now, I know that the president of the United States is senile. I think the whole world knows that, right?
I would think so.
And even before his flub about truth and honor, talking about the Holocaust, he mispronounced the name of the city in Israel he was attempting to cite. He also screwed up his pacing after mentioning the genocide of some 6 million Jews, sounding like he was saying we must continue it, before doubling back to clarify that he meant we must continue to bear witness.
Yeah, Captain, very quickly, I'm going to read. This is an easy source. It's not even a scholarly source, but it would have served his speechwriters and him much better. This is from Wikipedia. Yad Vashem, literally, a memorial and a name. Israel's official memorial to the victims of the Holocaust is dedicated to preserving the memory of the Jews who were murdered, honoring Jews who fought against their Nazi oppressors and Gentiles who selflessly aided Jews in need, and researching the phenomenon of the Holocaust in particular.
Wow. Okay, hold that thought, Colonel. Folks, we'll be right back with more with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, Chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. We'll be right back.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. And, you know, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Moss Nissan up in Newport Richey, the flagship store at 19 and 54, asking me to come up and meet one of my listeners that just bought a vehicle. I do that all the time. And it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida and Tampa Bay, too, as well as up and down the eastern seaboard, up into Maine and New England, and over into the upper Midwest, Michigan, and Wisconsin and Minnesota, and all the way out west as far away as Phoenix, Arizona, and I kid you not, a father bought a car for his daughter going to Tampa College, University of Tampa, and brought her car, traded it in, and drove her the new car up there or over there to where she was at, came down from Newport Richey. Now, it all starts, folks, with Moss Care. It gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. You can't beat the selection over at Moss. They've got over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles. By the way, right now, you heard me probably talking about this latest report that came out about our economy and the inflation and whatnot. New cars are up 14% over the last month. New used vehicles are up 7% over the last month on top of where they were already, and they were already up. So how about that? Take a drive over to Moss. Find out what your certified pre-owned vehicle is worth. It might shock the heck out of you. And by the way, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, get great deals offered to them. Now, don't forget, they have locations in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa, and coming soon, to Brooksville, the all-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville, Florida, right on State Route 50, just east of the Veterans Expressway. To find out more, go to MossNissan.com. That's MossNissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right. Retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright is with us. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain. Great to be with you.
Yes, sir. Always a privilege, my friend. Always a privilege. Well, here we are. Here we are. 1 year and 6 months into his four-year term, President Joe Biden could be finished in politics and in the White House if a jaw-dropping poll and a New York Times hit piece that's a constant thing going on right now by the New York Times are taken seriously by the Democratic Party. Simply put, this guy can't win. And he came out and he said, and I quote, well, okay, Jack, well, I got 92% the Democrats want to vote for me. 92% want to vote for me. Well, yes, they do. In a poll of 158 people in a closed session of the Democratic Party.
Yeah, I don't believe for a minute that the New York Times has become advocates for the Republican Party or for conservatives, you know, like they did with John McCain. They treated him like a darling until it is served their purposes. But, yeah, but that is very telling because it is a part of increasingly what has been behind closed doors but now coming out in the open with those on the left. That know that, if they want to have even a fighting chance in 2024 beyond the losses that they know the writing's on a wall here in November, that they've got to look for a plan B or a plan C because, of course, Kamala was plan B, and that ain't going to pan out. So that's what they got to do. So they got to prepare their base. They got to prepare others to, to see what the alternatives would be because, you know, the current president, he's not – assuming, you know, when you say a year and 6 months, my first thought is really, it's only been a year and 6 months. You know, say time flies when you're having fun, but I got to tell you what, the United States of America is not having fun in the last year and 6 months, so time is not flying. It's painful, and it's taking a long time. So we'll see.
Now, Kamala Harris is still fairly popular in California, right?
Yep, in certain large segments of California, absolutely.
I had a caller from California my first hour this morning that threw the possibility out of Kamala Harris being offered a deal where she would be the nominee for governor when this term comes up for Newsom. But here's the deal. Newsom was going to be appointed by Joe Biden as his next vice president, which would open the door for Newsom to run for president so they could move Joe Biden out of the way. They would have a younger face in there. I don't know who he would make as his vice president, but it would make Newsom more predominant in the scheme of things. And the more I thought about that, as stupid as this sounds, the more I thought, you know, the Democrats are just crazy enough to do something like that.
Crazy enough. Crazy stupid. But, yeah, that explains a few other things. Well, it doesn't explain. There's a whole lot of other reasons why he'd be there. But, of course, Newsom, guess where he was yesterday?
Washington.
Biden was over embarrassing us overseas.
Yeah,
he was at the White House.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And trying to make himself at home and probably anticipating what he thought would be his East Coast home one day. Who knows?
Yeah, well, see, great minds think alike, but I mean, you know, we had that conversation in the first hour, and people can go back to the podcast or go back to the loop when it starts playing. You'll be able to hear that.
Right.
Yeah. Now, Kamala is coming to Tampa today. She's going to be here this afternoon. She's making a stop in Orlando and then coming over here to Tampa at MacDill Air Force Base where she's going to speak to the Air Force on the base, and she's going to talk about their abortion rights.
Yeah, well, part of the genius, and I use that word very loosely, of doing that is that you and I both know that military audiences are extremely captive. We follow orders. Mm-hmm. If you want to have more than, oh, five or six people sit on you, and then they got to play tricks and avoid showing the audience, which is usually the case when she appears anywhere publicly, well, the military will be there for us. It doesn't mean that you can force them to be happy or receptive to what they're hearing. But I mean, you hit it on the head earlier with the conversation that you had with our Wall Street guru, is that they're not going to talk about the kinds of things that that audience really cares about or is really of significance to them. That issue is not it.
Yep.
So it's once again using the military as a political backdrop, which unfortunately in our ongoing woke military is becoming all too common. And those of us that have served and those of us that do serve but can't speak out about it, we are aghast. We are extraordinarily disappointed, and many of us are sometimes angry about the manipulation and misuse and abuse of the military. We served with honor, we serve with honor, and we deserve better than that.
Now, you probably saw the surveillance footage from the Uvalde school, right?
I did. Yeah, I watched that a couple times.
We saw the kid making his way into school, firing at the school on the way in. We also saw the kid get inside the school, and there was a youngster that was down the other end of the hallway that saw him come in and kind of peeked around the corner and took off in the opposite direction. Thank God for that. I think he lived to talk about it. And then we saw the kid with the gun go down the long hallway and go into one of those classrooms down there. Unbelievable. I couldn't believe what I was watching. It just, the more I watched, the madder it made me.
Yeah, Captain, you know, you as a first responder in firefighting, but certainly first responders in the law enforcement, and certainly, you know, in the military, where there's a lot in common with when you go in to fight amongst where civilians are that may be held captive by terrorists or bad guys that try to meld into them. You know, there's certain things that you just know that intuitively you're trained to react to, and that was not the case in what we observed there. There's no arguing that. There was some training by either low-level leaders, senior leaders, that fell through right there that was not followed, and or maybe it was a lack of training because their instincts, and because that's why you train. You train to where you don't have to think. In the heat of the moment, you just do the right thing, and that was lacking there. So I'm sorry, this is sad commentary. I don't want to cast stones at law enforcement in general, and I know you're careful to do that, but that is a blight on the reputation of law enforcement and what should have been done.
Can you stick around for another segment?
Happy to, Captain.
All right, hold on, folks. We'll be right back with more with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Probably talk a little military stuff on the way back. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After yesterday's Consumer Price Index announcement, inflation under the Biden administration is over 9%. Essentials like butter is over 26% more expensive. Eggs is 33% higher. Gasoline, 60% higher. A new car, 11% higher. Airline tickets are 34% higher than last year. Vice President Kamala Harris at the American Workforce Summit in Washington, D.C. says this is all under control.
Fighting inflation is one of our administration's top economic priorities, which is why we have taken action to lower the cost of living for Americans, millions of Americans.
Over 40 people are unaccounted for, including children, and more than 100 homes have been damaged or destroyed after devastating floods ripped through Whitewood in western Virginia on Wednesday. Virginia Governor Republican Glenn Youngkin declared a state of emergency. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Cruz.
Alrighty, we'll be right back with the Colonel right after I tell you about what's going to be going on next Saturday and where I'm going to be. I'm going to be at the gun show that everybody's been waiting for over there in Plant City. This is going to be the Two Guys Gun Show presenting their first ever gun show at the Strawberry Festival Grounds on Saturday and Sunday next week. This is going to be a big deal, and I do mean a big deal. Now, over 16,000 square feet of firearms, ammunition, knives, outdoor equipment, and more. Plenty of new gun dealers, plus private sellers with outstanding antiques and collections, as well as things that you won't see at other gun shows. Now, this will be the biggest Two Guys Gun Show in years and the first ever in Plant City. For vendor information, you can call Guy at 727-776-3442. That's 727-776-3442. It's coming up this coming Saturday from 9 to 5 and Sunday from 9 to 3. Not this week, but next week. Now, I'll be at the show. Oh, wait a minute. It is this week. I'm sorry. My bad. It is this week. Now, I'll be at the show Saturday. So come on by this Saturday. Location is at the Strawberry Festival Grounds in the Tico Expo Hall on Oak Avenue in Plant City. I'm glad I caught that because I forgot to write the date down here. But anyway, it's this weekend coming up in Plant City. And we're going to have Guy Lamakis on the show Friday to tell you all about it. Now, there's Two Guys shows, Plant City Gun and Knife Show. A lot of different things are going to be there. A lot of different things are going to be there, and you're going to want to be a part of it. Okay, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and good morning, Colonel.
And good morning, Captain.
All right, I'm going to drift on over to the telephone line here. I think I know who's calling, and if it is, it's one of our military friends. Good morning, Elliot Sessue.
You're correct.
There
Captain,
you are.
Good morning. Yes, and good morning to the Colonel. You know, Captain, I want to run this by the Colonel and see what he thinks right quickly. You know, the Archbishop of San Francisco barred Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, from taking communion. And now, until she is willing to publicly repudiate her support for abortion. Now, America, that is leadership from a strong man who is aligned with the principles of the church. What is so embarrassing, America, is the evilness she displays towards authority. She recently flew to the Vatican and met with the socialist Argentinian Pope Francis. Now, the religious question is, why did he allow her to receive communion at the Vatican, ignoring his archbishop in San Francisco, who has sanctioned her? Now, America, Pope Francis is a straight-out socialist. He supports the invasion of American sovereignty. Thank you very much. Have a great day, folks.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. Elliot, what you think there, Colonel?
Well, I'll speak from a non-military, and I'll speak as somebody that has been on a faith journey, and now I follow a different path, but I grew up a Methodist, and I converted to Catholicism, and I still believe in every word of the Apostles' Creed after I took instruction from Father McCarthy, Major Father McCarthy at West Point. However, I have fallen away because leaders fail us. The United States Constitution doesn't fail us. The Apostles' Creed does not fail us. But those that are responsible for adhering to and enforcing the principles of those often do fail us. So there I will not argue. And I know the Pope is not infallible. He's a human being. And I am just as much upset about some of that. I'm not going to throw darts at him. He's quite often right. He is a person of God. He does have faith. He's going to go to heaven, but then he can make mistakes. And so, but I can't argue that. I don't understand why she would be allowed, because she has doubled and tripled and quadrupled down on her support for abortion since that. It's almost like she's just trying to poke the archbishop out there in the eye. I can't explain that. I can't understand it. I'm not going to be an apologist for the Catholic Church. I won't. But I will stand up and say that the principles upon which I decided to convert in the Apostles' Creed, I still adhere to them. I still adhere to the United States Constitution. Those are separate and distinct topics in my mind.
Okay. Now, I want to talk about Russia and something that they've recently done. They activated the Doomsday submarine armed with nuclear torpedoes. This is something we've known about for several years that they were building, and they kind of put it on the shelf, but this 508-foot-long modified version of the Soviet-designed Oscar-class submarine is now alive and well. It has 680-foot-long nuclear-armed weapons known as Status 6 Oceanic Multipurpose Poseidon missiles on board, all nuclear-capable.
Yeah, and that's interesting in light of what you talked about earlier. We talked about it during the break, is that, Vladimir Putin and Russia, they're not stupid. There's always cons and effect right here. But, you know, Ukraine bringing the breadbasket of Europe, and quite frankly, given all the other problems for a big chunk of the world with wheat and with the Turkey apparently haven't come to an agreement with Russia about permitting for wheat to be able to make its way out of port there. And then given this report about, the submarine, it makes you wonder, doesn't it? It begs a lot of questions, and I would hope that, intelligence is trying to see that if there is some connection there, because there quite often is. So, hey, stay tuned. You just don't know.
Right. Now, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has authorized his troops to send the illegal immigrants back to the border from wherever they catch them in the state of Texas. That's a pretty good idea from where I'm sitting. Obviously, that's going to be more expensive to them. They're willing to do what they can when it comes to the expense, because our government's not going to help them at all.
Yeah, I know. It's we follow the folks in Texas here from home state and the free state of Florida, and we do back and forth. They're not in competition with one another, but they are certainly having to compete with the national or the federal government trying to impose upon our freedoms in the state of Texas, state of Florida, and other, and the state of Arizona. I mean, Arizona did a great thing on behalf of education by giving all the money to parents to be able to decide wherever they want to, wherever they want to. But, yeah, where our greatest national security issue is right now, second to China, is our unsecure border. And it's a shame that all the resources, time, and energy have to be extended by the states that are affected by that because of a failure of the national government to do its job. In accordance with the Constitution, in accordance with their obligation to protect and defend Americans.
Now, we got about 2 minutes left, and I want to finish by talking about something you got coming up down there with your group, the Republican Liberty Caucus down there in Manatee County. So go ahead and tell us. It's a candidate forum, correct?
It is a candidate forum, and we've already endorsed some folks right there. We do it locally and all that, but we have some folks pretty broadly. Yeah, a week from today at Poppy's 2 in Palmetto, Florida, which is easy access for everybody in the Tampa Bay area. We've got candidates that have been endorsed by the Republican Liberty Caucus. We've got two state representatives that will be there, Mike Beltran, Tommy Gregory. And we have a candidate that is potentially upon an interview and a vote by the board by the National Republican Liberty Caucus, Congressman, or running for United States Congress District 16, Martin Hyde. They will be there, and we have some county commissioner and school board candidates that we have endorsed locally by the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus that will be there to tell us what can we do to help them to win come the primary in August and then looking ahead to the general election in November. And so a lot to learn, great things. You can be amongst great people and eat great food there at Poppy's, too, in Palmetto, Florida. Be there at 6 p.m., a week from today.
I met retired Lieutenant Commander Graves, who's running for Congress in Florida. Tampa. I don't know which district it is. I got them all screwed up. But anyway, running there, and he said that he was endorsed by your group.
Oh, yeah. I'm very proud of most of all of the endorsements we made. It's hard to argue with them at the national and at the state level. We try our best to vet them. We're imperfect on that sometimes, but I could do that. We do better than the average bears that are working doing that, and it particularly and our overwatch that we do over once they do get elected. We don't just sit back and say, okay, we've done our part. We watch them. We hold them accountable for doing what we ask them to do and what we endorse them to do.
Yep. And I'm very proud to be a small piece of the puzzle and a part of your group. You are basically the person that asked me to join to begin with, and I said, sure, I'll be a member of your group.
Captain, you play a bigger part in an extended way than what you may realize, and that is much appreciated. Thank you.
Yeah, well, you're welcome, and you deserve every bit of it, and you got some great people there that you're associated with, and we appreciate that. All right, here comes the music. I'm going to let you go. Have yourself a great weekend, and I will talk to you on Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning.
All right, take care. Take care. All right. Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Go over there, check them out, see what they're all about. I'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
With all of the mass shooting events occurring throughout the United States, isn't it ironic how officials don't want to punish criminals, but desire to take your guns? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, on today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Every weekend in cities like Chicago and many more, thugs are often not punished for their crimes. So now they do whatever comes to their corrupted minds with no fear of the long arm of the law. Yet, like clockwork, government drags like Kamala Harris scream about the need to come for your guns via gun control. To be frank, gun control is a fascist tool that was used by Adolf Hitler against Jews during the genocide of the 1930s and 40s. Today, it is advocated by leftists like California Governor Newsom, Joe Biden, and other latter-day Nazis as disinformation to eliminate our God-given rights and liberty. Leftists are on an evil quest to disarm law-abiding sovereign Americans without the ability or will to resist incremental socialism and globalism. The United States will soon crash into a self-imposed dung heap of tyranny. Stand and resist the enemy, my fellow Americans. Your liberty hangs in the balance. I'm Ron Edwards. 3 p.m. weekdays, it's the Ron Edwards American Experience. To find out where, go to theronedwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And by the way, the Edwards Notebook by Ron Edwards is brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Now, I'm going to do something here. I drink iced coffee at night, and I drink a couple of Chervis tumblers full of it between, say, midnight and 6 in the morning. And I'll tell you what, sometimes it can be acidic. Some of this coffee can be acidic, and it'll start burning your stomach and this, that, and the other. But the Constitutional Grounds Coffee, which is what I choose to drink when I have my iced coffee like this, is very smooth. And I'll tell you what, all you got to do is go over to TheRonDeVers.com, the website, TheRonDeVers.com, the website, to make a purchase. And you'll see the Constitutional Grounds Coffee display right there. It's affordable. It's good because Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you are going to want in your cup. Now, before I move on, I got to tell everybody about Dominic's Blinds and Decor. You know why? Because they are the best of the best when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters. All, I might add, made in the U.S. of A. And they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, they're down there in Sarasota. Been there forever, it seems like. But they're a very well-established business, and they know what they're doing. You want it done right? You need blinds, you need shades, you need shutters, you need repairs. Maybe you need cleaning. You know, those things get dusty and dirty. You need cleaning, they'll do all of that. They'll also come and fix whatever needs to be fixed. Or you can come to them. But check them out, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. And if you do call them up to set up an appointment for service, the number is 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And for you folks out of state, 941-922-2345. Maybe you need a part and you can't find it. I'll bet you Dominic's might be able to get it for you or might have it. So check them out. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, well, I got a treat for you here now. Y'all know who Senator John Kennedy is, from Louisiana. And by the way, hello to our new listeners in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Appreciate you guys and gals tuning in, listening to us. But Senator John Kennedy, a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, was in rare form again when he was discussing President Joe Biden. Let's listen to this.
If you have a pulse and a marginal desire for a better life, you know that President Biden is in trouble, and therefore America is in trouble. Measured any way you want, the debacle in Afghanistan, which has emboldened Russia and China and Iran, the unbridled inflation, gas prices, open borders, crime, a Justice Department that thinks parents are dangerous domestic terrorists, a Treasury Department that wants access to the checking account of every American who has a job. No wonder the American people are so angry. It's no wonder that so many Americans think that this administration doesn't care about them or their lives or their future. Now, I say this with respect, with all the respect I can muster. But my advice to the president is this. Mr. President, you just got to try harder not to suck.
Oh, right on, Senator Kennedy. Right on, Senator Kennedy. Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. You know, he's got a great sense of humor, and he's one of those people that... If you don't know, and I don't know that much about him, he's not my senator, but sometimes, you know, you wonder if maybe you might be better off with somebody like him, because he gets it. He's down to earth, common sense. And by the way, speaking of Louisiana, this just in, a Louisiana judge blocked the state's trigger ban and temporarily reinstated abortion. That is probably judge shopping on the part of the Democrats, and it's probably going to get judge shopped right to a federal court, and they're going to enforce what the Supreme Court said. That's my guess. Could be wrong, but that's my guess. And, of course, Kamala Harris coming to Tampa today. She's going to be talking to the troops here at MacDill Air Force Base about their abortion rights. Can't seem to get enough of that out there. They seem to think that that's their winning issue in the midterms. I'm telling you, it's not. But here was the news of the night when it came in, and we actually applauded this one, too. Maryland Montgomery County cops will begin enforcing the protest laws after disturbances happened at the justices' homes, where it went to the next level and got carried out of sight. So the police said, nope, that's it. Game time's over. And in the aftermath of the high court ruling overturning the landmark 1973 abortion precedent of Roe v. Wade, protesters have repeatedly held demonstrations outside conservative justices' homes. The protests have in turn spurred heated debates over whether such gatherings represent a lawful exercise of free speech or an act of brazen judicial harassment because, according to federal law, it is against the law to do what they're doing, period. Now, all we need is to have somebody get out there and enforce the laws. That's it. Apparently, in Montgomery County, Maryland, they're going to do just that. And to that, I say kudos. Way to go, police. So we'll see what happens and how that plays out. And I know that people are going to say, well, they're entitled to their right to protest. Well, fine. Give them an area a mile away and say, here you are. Here's your little roped-in area. Protest all you want. Nobody will bother you. And we'll see how they like that. I know they won't, but we'll see how they like that. By the way, coming up today, the Arizona Senate candidates, there'll be a debate. It's going to be on Newsmax if you want to watch it. And, of course, there's a couple of hardline conservatives in there. We'll see how that all works out. And there's a couple of wannabes in there. So that'll be the debate later on. Arizona GOP Senate candidates. And we'll see how that plays out for the country in general. In the meantime, I hear the music coming up in my ear. You know, it's been another one of those great days out there. We've had a lot of fun and a lot of great calls and a lot of conversation with the people out there. This show is all about we the people. Remember, it's all about we the people here on the Captain's America Third Watch. You rock. We don't. And by the way, happy birthday to Roger P. Shulman. Happy birthday to Roger P. Shulman. I'll see you tonight, everybody. God bless.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.